Good morning, Todd Zwillig here with Lynn Scher with you on the Takeaway this morning. Now, when the Deepwater Horizon oil rig exploded on April 20th, it took the lives of 11 riggers and set into motion the ongoing crisis in the Gulf of Mexico. Today, the members of those who died in the explosion will be going to the White House to meet with President Obama. Among them will be Chris Jones. His brother, Gordon Jones, was one of those 11 men lost in the accident on April 20th. Chris joins us now from Washington, D.C. Chris, thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
Chris, before we start, I just want to offer you our condolences for your loss. How have you and your family been coping since the tragedy?
Well, obviously, it's been a very difficult time for all of us. My sister-in-law had a baby about 3 weeks ago after Gordon's death, so we've kind of been focused on that.
Right. Your sister-in-law has two sons now, as I remember, and one, as you said, was born after your brother's passing away. Well, you're going to the White House to meet the president today. A lot of people in the political world have been waiting for a meeting like this for a long time. Have you been waiting for it?
You know, I didn't have really any expectations. We're taking the opportunity to do that. I mean, how often do you meet the president of the United States? I know it's under circumstances that it's, you know, I would have chosen not to have to do this if I had to or if I could, but we're doing that. We were already, my father and I were already up here in D.C. Testifying before Congress. We'd done it once before, and we're here on a specific agenda, which is to try to amend the Death in the High Seas Act to allow for better recovery for these families.
And I want to ask you about that. And before I do, I want to find out if you have a specific message or something you want to say to the President of the United States today.
Well, you know, in our minds, you know, we appreciate that he's going to see us. From our perspective, our family's perspective, this is a business meeting, and we want to take this opportunity to talk to him specifically about the Death in the High Seas Act and explain to him how unfair it is for these families, and specifically families of victims who were killed on offshore drilling rigs.
Now, you're mentioning the Death on the High Seas Act, and you testified about it in the Senate the other day, and I happened to be in the room when you were speaking to the Judiciary Committee. You're also a lawyer, right?
Correct.
So explain briefly the Death on the High Seas Act, but why it's different for someone like your brother and his family versus a rigger who would have been on land in Louisiana.
Well, the Death on the High Seas Act was passed in 1920 after the Titanic sank, a different era, of course. It allows only for the recovery of pecuniary damages. It does not allow for recovery of non-pecuniary damages for loss of companionship, for the kids, for the loss of their father and what he would have taught them over the years. There is one exception to that, and that occurred in 2000 after a tragic commercial airline accident. So the victims of airline accidents can recover non-pecuniary damages in addition to pecuniary damages, but nobody else can who dies in federal waters, including if you were on a cruise ship, ferry boat, or in this case, an oil rig.
So now what you're saying is an oil explosion on land somewhere in Louisiana, the family can sue for not only lost income, but potentially punitive damages if there's negligence, loss of emotional support, and all those other things, which, according to the law, may have a price. But in the case of your brother, only wages, right?
Correct. And in the Texas City oil field explosion that occurred a few years ago, BP paid $1.6 billion to the families of the victims. The law as it stands now, it wouldn't require them to come pennies compared to that.
So, Chris, I want to ask, when your brother was working on that rig on a regular basis, part of me wants to say, clearly he was aware of the danger, but did you take all these legal things, did he take all these legal things into account then, or is this just the sort of horrible thing that happens after such an awful moment?
Well, I'm not a maritime lawyer. I only took maritime in law school. My father is not a maritime lawyer either. So, you know, we didn't learn about this, and Gordon certainly didn't know it because he wasn't a lawyer. And we didn't realize this until, you know, after this happened. And the same thing happened in 1996 after this commercial airline accident. the families of the college kids that were going off to Europe for the summer didn't realize that the law allowed them no recovery whatsoever until after they died. And unfortunately, that's the way Congress acts: is a tragedy happens and they have to act to correct the inequities in the law.
And the senators who were at that hearing, most of them certainly sound like they're on your side. It sounds like, as part of whatever crackdowns there are in industry, that this part of the law, the High Seas Act, is going to be amended. It certainly sounds like that.
And they were very helpful and supportive, and this isn't just for my family, for the family of the other 10 men. Unfortunately, inevitably, we can expect that something is going to happen in the future. And all the people that I met with yesterday and the day before, I told them they don't want another group of families sitting before them again in another 5 years or 10 years. So it's better to do it now than later.
Well, Chris Jones, before we go, let me ask you, let's take a step back from this a little bit, if we can. And one thing I've noticed is how many people down in the Gulf, how many people with the most to lose from this tragedy? In your case, the worst loss, a family member, but even people, their jobs, their livelihoods, seem to be the people who are warning against stopping drilling because their jobs, their livelihoods, their economy is so dependent on it. Do you have a view about how much we should be drilling in the wake of this?
Well, I have a personal view. As a Louisiana, a lifetime Louisiana resident, I know how important the drilling industry is to the livelihood of the state. I mean, the state is having, just like a lot of other states in the country, are having budget problems, and, we rely a lot on the oil drilling industry, and there's, a lot of the people in the state, this is all they've ever done, including the fishermen, the oystermen. They don't know how to do anything else. So, I think it's a very touchy subject in Louisiana, and I'm very aware of that and the economic impact that this is having on our state.
Yeah, well, and drilling is certain to continue, and we hope and expect that it will continue under much safer circumstances. Chris Jones, I want to thank you for joining us. Chris Jones is the brother of Gordon Jones, who died aboard Deepwater Horizon in the Gulf of Mexico. Chris, thanks for joining us.
Thanks.
Well, you can follow our coverage on the website at thetakeaway.org. We have resources on how you and your family can help with the cleanup and the latest reports from residents. That's at thetakeaway.org.